It's time for news.
It's fair and 28. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, April 4th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Physician House Calls, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Freeze warning until 10 o'clock this morning, and we should see sunshine today with a high near 60. Chickasha residents elect a new mayor and a new city councilman. A story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Chickasha voters elect Chris Mosley as the city's next mayor in yesterday's city council election. In a light turnout of just over 1,500 voters, Mosley picked up about 70% of the vote in his win over Tom Rose, winning 1,073 to 476. Mosley said he wants to be part of some long-term planning to improve the city's aging infrastructure.
My main focus is on establishing a master plan, as I call it, and looking at capital expenditures for infrastructure, roads, streets, sewers, and also quality of life items, too. But we all have to balance it with our tax sales income and sort of bonding we may be able to pull off, either through a joint obligation bond or some sort of revenue bond.
Mosley will take the reins from Hank Ross, who opted to not run for re-election. Chickasha voters also elected a new city councilman in Ward 4, where Zach Grayson defeated 10-year council veteran Howard Carpenter. Grayson picking up about 58% of the vote, 880 to 643. Grayson said he wants city government to be more open about activities at City Hall.
I'd definitely like to see the transparency increase in the public trust. We gained the public trust a little more with the citizens of Chickasha.
Now, with the election of Mosley and Grace into the city council, there will be four new faces on the panel later on this year. They will join David Sykes, who ran unopposed in Ward 1, and Joe Mulder, who ran unopposed in Ward 2. The only returning face to the council will be Ward 3 Councilman R.P. Ashanti Alexander, who also ran unopposed. All will be sworn in on Monday, April the 16th. Voters in the Friends School District gave overwhelming approval to a couple of special bond issues yesterday. Both measures received nearly 7 out of every vote cast. A $290,000 bond issue for school repairs, renovations, and the purchase of computers passed with about 86% of the vote, 84 to 14. An $85,000 bond issue to buy a school bus passed by a nearly identical margin, 84 to 13. More cool news coming right up.
If you or a family member find it hard to go to the doctor, now a medical professional will come to your home. Physician House Calls serves homebound individuals with all the same services a clinic provides. Andrea Roberts is the newest member of the Physician House Calls team.
We'll schedule a time for a visit at your convenience, and you don't have to spend any time in a waiting room.
Physician House Calls, your home, your doctor. Go online to housecallsok.com or call 405-896-8058.
Chickasha schools out again today and will be out indefinitely to allow teachers to continue to be part of a statewide teacher walkout to rally for more state funds for their classrooms. Interim Superintendent Jack Heron said no decision's been made yet about when classes might resume. Last week, the Board of Education gave Heron approval to suspend classes this week to let local teachers be part of the walkout. Heron said he'll be meeting with teachers and support employees tomorrow to get a progress report. While school buildings will be open for school support employees, classes are canceled. 1,800 students are affected, and local churches, USAO, and the city library all helping with planned activities and meals for the students. An oil field worker plummets to his death at a rig near Cement. There's not much information we can tell you about what happened. The name of the victim has not yet been released. The accident happened at the rig located at County Street 2740 and County Road 1450. The Caddo County Sheriff's Office was called out to the site but provided no information about the accident. and a deadly traffic accident near Rush Springs yesterday where a vehicle tried to turn from a county road onto Highway 81, hits a pickup, and it caused the truck to go off the road and overturn. The driver of the pickup died in the crash. His wife taken by air ambulance to an Oklahoma City hospital. 68-year-old Ernest Tullis of Comanche died at the scene. 66-year-old Carla Tullis airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. She was last in good condition. The accident happened just after 2 o'clock yesterday at County Road 1520 and Highway 81. That's 2 miles north of Rush Springs. The driver of the other vehicle, 51-year-old Billy Hepburn of Duncan, not injured. A local pharmacist admits to stealing thousands of pain-killing drugs from his work. 59-year-old Barry Neal Smith of Yukon, a pharmacist at Chickasha's Walmart, was arrested last Friday. A Chickasha police affidavit indicates Smith said he took the drugs to help him deal with a back injury he suffered some years ago and estimates he took about 20,000 pills over the course of his employment. Smith did spend the weekend in jail, and he was formally charged in Grady County District Court yesterday with 4 felony counts of obtaining controlled dangerous substance by fraud. He is out of jail after posting bond. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up 50 cents yesterday to $63.51 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $68.12. Natural gas, up to $2.70 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,346. Silver, $16.42. Our weather forecast, freeze warning till mid-morning. Temperatures below 30 this morning. And we should see sunshine today and a high about 60 this afternoon with just some light winds. Right now, fair 27 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Red buds are blooming. The grass is turning green. It's a beautiful time of the year for some. For others with allergies, not so much. DeHart Air Conditioning can't stop your allergies, but they can give a little relief by containing the allergens in your home. Schedule an inspection of your current system and learn how the trained professionals at DeHart can help your comfort system help you be healthier this allergy season. DeHart Air Conditioning, 224-0184.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick and Lady Chick soccer teams both scored district wins at Cordell last night. The Fightin' Chicks win 8-1. The girls went overtime to win 2-1. Both teams improved to 2-0 in district play, and both are tied for first place with Cash. Both teams will travel to Cash on Friday. A tough outing for the Fightin' Chick baseball team in a 22-1 loss at Clinton yesterday. The Red Tornadoes tagged 3 pitchers for 20 hits. They scored 8 runs in the first inning and 6 more in the second. The Chicks managed just 5 hits against winning pitcher Connor Wire. Luke Johnson had 2 of those hits for CHS. Matt Wilson had the team's lone RBI and a sacrifice fly. The loss keeps the Chicks winless in district play at 0-5. Clinton and Weatherford tied for the district lead at 5-1. And Weatherford stayed tied with a 7-0 win over Anadarko yesterday, and that loss keeps Anadarko also winless in district play. The number 2-ranked USAO softball team have now won 20 straight games with a doubleheader sweep over Mid-America Christian at a Bill Smith ballpark yesterday. The Drovers won the opener 7-1 as reigning Sooner Athletic Conference Pitcher of the Week, Emily Cerny, struck out 12 batters, picking up her 18th win of the year. Shania Beck had a 3-run homer, the 35th of her career. The Drovers won the second game 10-2, and winning pitcher Jordan Dethridge allowed just 3 hits with 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, picking up her 10th win of the year. Randa Hatter clubbed her team-leading 8th home run of the season, which was a 2-run shot, and Chloe Clifton had an RBI double and an RBI triple. And the USAO baseball team up 1 spot in the NAIA national rankings. The Drovers move up to number 7 in the biweekly poll out yesterday. They sport a 27-4 record. Also moving up in the rankings, Sooner Athletic Conference foe Oklahoma City University. They move up from number 10 to number 9. USAO leads OCU by 1 game in the Sooner Athletic Conference standings. The Drovers in first place. The two teams play a 3-game series later this week. Today, the Drovers travel to NCAA Division II Southwestern Oklahoma State out in Weatherford. Oklahoma City Thunder lose a 4-point decision to Golden State last night, 111-107. Despite Russell Westbrook's 44 points, Kevin Durant had 34 for the Warriors. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Physician House Calls, and the First National Bank and Trust.